It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime. Time.
There's going to be a lot of days when you lay your guts on the line and you come away empty-handed. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it but go back and lay them on the line again and again and again.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over and in. I believe. Touchdown Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sure effort got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy! Touchdown! There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35-30, 25-20, Peterson, the one man to beat, at the 5, he is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam!
Byron waits for the snap into place, there it is, the kick is up, the kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19!
You'll keep fighting like you did today. You'll keep playing like that. You build a foundation that we can live a long, long time on the dome.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Live from the Hope Farm in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, here's your host, Doug Holton.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in to the show. We have a big one coming up this weekend on Halloween, a spectacular in Jordan-Hare Stadium, 2:30 on CBS, as the LSU Tigers invade the Auburn Tigers host in what could be a very pivotal matchup in the SEC West standings in the last couple of weeks of the season. We are live here at the Hope Farm, and the weekly tasting menus are out. Some great fall specials. We'll be chatting with the co-owner here, Bentley Evans, a bit later on, and perhaps taste testing some of those. We hope you'll join us here at the Hope Farm tonight. Joining us on the show tonight to discuss the LSU matchup, former All-American for the Tigers and the Thorpe Award winner, Carlos Rogers, will be with us. And he'll be taking your phone calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line. 343-0106 is our number here tonight. And, of course, we'd love to have you on the show with us. It is an all-Auburn, all-orange game this weekend. And the 2010 National Championship team will be saluted. A majority of the tickets, of course, as has been the case, will go to the student body this weekend. 17,490 tickets for the game this weekend. Auburn trails the all-time series with LSU 31-22-1. Auburn has the lead 12-8 in games played in Auburn, although LSU won the latest matchup 22-21 at Jordan-Hare Stadium. The home team has won 17 of the last 20 in the series. 11 of the last 16 meetings in the series have been decided by 7 points or less, including the last four, which have been decided by a total of 14 points. Since the SEC moved to two divisions in 1992, LSU leads the series 16-12. In 24 of the last 25 meetings between Auburn and LSU, at least one of the teams was ranked at the time of the game. In 14 of those, both teams were ranked. From 2002 to 2014, at least one team was ranked in the AP top 10 at the time of the matchup, with both teams ranked in the top 10 three times in that stretch, 2006, 2008, and 2010. Of course, it will be a little different this year. Neither team ranked in the top 10 heading into this ballgame Saturday. The Tigers coming in at 3-2. The Auburn Tigers, that is. LSU coming in with a record of 2-2. And earlier this week, Coach Gus Malzahn talked about Saturday's matchup. And as they should be, he says the Auburn Tigers are hyped going into the ballgame.
I will tell you this, our guys are extremely excited and motivated to play this game. 2:30 CBS kick. And like I said, playing at home, I think that's really big. This will be our sixth consecutive SEC game. You know, you look at LSU and you see a team that each week has improved and probably played their best game. You know, overall, they got a bunch of, new guys like we do, and you can tell they're improving. And, of course, for us, last week was a really big road win. Real proud of our guys that the way that they won, they found a way to win. And I think three out of the four close games, you know, our guys have found a way to win, which, I really think is going to help us moving forward.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
Well, last week in Oxford, the Tigers did something they haven't done so far this year. They get the win in the last couple of minutes against the Ole Miss Rebels. Bo Nix connecting to Seth Williams, who went down the sidelines for the touchdown. And then another connection for the two-point conversion. The Tigers hang on for another SEC victory.
On first and 10 from the Auburn 20, Nix drops to throw. In some pressure, he goes down back at the 15-yard line. Can't take a sack
No.
From the shotgun, Nix. Stacked wide receivers right and left. Bo steps and he throws. It's complete to Eli Stove. And Stove goes out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Hand off up the middle, Tank Bigsby spins away from one man. Did he fumble the football?
He did fumble.
But I think Auburn got the first down. Yep, it did. Nix calls for the play, steps and he throws incomplete behind Anthony Schwartz. I don't know if there was some confusion there.
Yeah, that ball was thrown. Schwartz ran a slant route and Nix looked like he threw a hitch.
High snap, he pulls it down. He steps and he throws. It's complete to Schwartz, out of bounds, and a first down for Auburn at the 42-yard line. 11 yards and a first down for Auburn. Stops the clock with a minute 21 to go in the fourth quarter, right back to the line of scrimmage for Auburn. There's the snap. Nix drops. He looks, he throws it up the field. It's caught by Seth Williams. 45-30. He's down the sideline. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Seth Williams!
What a play. A little back shoulder throw to Seth Williams. A perfect throw by Bo Nix. Seth Williams spins and does the rest.
He rolls to the right, does Nix. Looks and he throws. It's complete. The two-point conversion is good. Seth Williams, the touchdown and the two-point conversion. And Auburn goes up by three, 28-25, with a minute 11 to go in the fourth quarter.
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
All right, Cecil, thanks very much. And we are here at the Hope Farm tonight with Tiger Talk Overtime, and it is a beautiful night in Fairhope, Alabama. Hope you'll come out and join us here. There is live music here at the Hope Farm. The fireplaces are going as the temperatures have cooled down. Great football weather tonight and expected for this weekend. And we're enjoying some great food here at the Hope Farm. Some batch brew coffee to keep us warm. And Randy Bergen is alongside as well. Randy, always a great time here at the Hope Farm in Fairhope.
Doug, there's absolutely no doubt about that. Of course, the weekly testing menu right here in front of us. And, man, oh, man, which course do you want? One, two, three, or four? They all look outstanding. How about some cured wahoo? Huh? We got to try that.
Yes, we do.
Got to try that for sure.
One day we'll try that cured wahoo. I've never had cured wahoo before, have you?
I don't think I've ever had that, no. So I'll be anxious to do that. But, boy, you got a lot to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah. Big game this weekend, 2:30 on CBS, as you just heard, the Auburn Tigers and the LSU Tigers. Auburn coming in with a 3-2 record and LSU with a 2-2 record. And, Randy, as we mentioned, the first time in a long time that neither one of these teams are ranked in the top 10 or in the top 25 heading into this ball game. So we'll talk more about that, and we'll talk with Carlos Rogers. As we mentioned earlier, the All-American will be with us after the break. Give us your phone calls, 343-0106, and we'll be right back on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And welcome back, everybody. We are here at the Hope Farm, Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. Some brisk, cool weather on this Thursday night after Hurricane Zeta passed through the area last night. We hope everybody is recovering well from that and getting back to normal. Hopefully power being restored all across our area in time for the big ball game Saturday, Auburn and LSU, 2:30 on CBS. We're happy to welcome back to the program tonight one of the greats of Auburn football, All-American, the Thorpe Award winner, Carlos Rogers, on the phone with us right now. And, Carlos, great to talk to you tonight. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your impression of the Tigers since we last visited a few weeks ago. The Tigers 3-2 heading into Saturday's ball game. What's been your take on them so far?
Ooh, it did mixed reviews.
Yeah.
It seems like I know for sure we need to put the ball in Tank's hands. I like the way the running game going. They both need to do a little more improvement on his end. And I don't know what's going on with the other parts of the offense, but I know for sure we need to put the ball in Tank's hands. I see the defense flying around. They making some good plays. I see a lot of areas that they need to improve on, but it's a good test for us this weekend. A young team like they look good one week, just like we do. Another week, they look like they never played football. So I think it's going to be a big test for them.
Yeah, big win for LSU last weekend against South Carolina. Had the chance to take a little bit of that second half in, and it was a big win for LSU. Most people are picking the Bayou Bengal Tigers in this one, Carlos, and Brandon Council, the offensive lineman for the Auburn Tigers, down with an injury last week. So that offensive line that maybe was starting to get some continuity may have a little break in that again this week. So they're going to have to come together and play a good football game for this to come out Auburn's way.
Yes, they are. I mean, with him down, and like I said, they had some continuity. You can see what, like I said, Tank is running that ball. I mean, that is one of the bright spots on this offense. And with Carnell bringing him in, and if they can continue to feed him ball, that's a positive for this offense. But we're going to have to put up some points. You know, LSU can show that they can put up some points. It seems like that's what every team in the SEC is doing now. A lot of defenses is not stopping some of these offenses, but, you know, you're going to have to put up points and keep up with them. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. LSU is a young team. They got a lot of talent, got guys flying around, but they missed a lot of guys too, kind of like we did with our D-line.
Right, visiting with Carlos Rogers, former Auburn Tiger, former All-American. If you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, 343-0106 is our phone number. Join us on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Line. Carlos, I like how you hit on Tank Bigsby. I said that at the beginning of the season, that I'd like to see him become that feature back that Auburn has not had maybe since the days of Kerryon Johnson and maybe before that. And he has certainly proved that he is all of that so far, even though he is a true freshman.
Right. He's proven that. Of course, you know, I talk to Carnell all the time. And like I tell him, that is the highlight of y'all offense. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. I know a lot of people had a lot of expectations for Bo, and, you know, in his season what he had last year. But Tank coming in as a freshman, doing what he's doing, you know, that future is bright in that backfield. And with the other guys that's playing too, that can switch in and rotate those guys. But Tank, he's a really, really big hot light for this team, period. You know, the whole team. Tank is the one guy that really stands out.
He really does. And tell me what you think about what the Tigers are doing right now. Last week, Sean Shivers back healthy, and he got the start. Tank was in there as well, and DJ Williams a little banged up, but saw some action as well. It's kind of been running back by committee. Do you think Tank should get a few more carries in lieu of the other guys there?
I think because of he was out, and he didn't lose his job, you know, because, you know, he just lost his job because Tank was, I mean, better, which I think he's better, but, you know, he lost his job because of an injury. And I think Cornell did the right thing by bringing him in and, you know, letting him start. But, I mean, it's a difference when he get the ball. I'm sorry. It's a difference between when he get the ball and other guys get their ball. You know, the burst, the cutback, the speed, the, you know, can make a guy miss. He can run you over. He's getting yak yards. You know, he can catch the ball out the backfield. So, you know, he's going to get a lot of looks. He should get more touches, I think. But I think Cornell want to groom him in and, you know, let him see a lot of stuff, and then they're going to put more of the load on him.
Right, right. And you say you talked to Cornell, of course, a lot. I'm sure you guys are staying in touch and good friends since your playing days. But tell me, how is he enjoying coaching since he's been back at Auburn, and what has that been? What kind of experience has that been like for Cadillac being on the practice field day to day?
He likes it. He really enjoys it. That's one thing about Cornell. He always had a passion for doing that. He loved coaching. He loved going out and recruiting. At first, I think the recruiting was a little he didn't know it was that much. You were being on the road and away from his family. Plus, he got two little boys that he's trying to grow up to become, you know, young men. But I think for the overall, he's loving it. He, you know, he haven't had no complaints. You know, with every coach, it's things that you want to change, more family time, but you got to give that up to become a coach. But I think he's loving it. He's enjoying his backfield. He's enjoying all the guys that he get to coach every day. And it keeps him into football.
Right. Well, certainly glad to have him back as a part of the coaching staff for the Auburn Tigers. Once again, we're visiting with Carlos Rogers, former All-American for the Auburn Tigers, as we head toward the LSU ball game this weekend. A 2:30 stint on CBS should be a fun one this weekend. Carlos, another big matchup that we were talking about a little bit ago here is Derek Stingley, the big cornerback for the LSU Tigers, and Seth Williams. Those two guys will match up a little bit Saturday, and Seth has had some up moments and some down moments this year. He's going to have to come up big Saturday as well.
Yes, he's going to have to come up big because that guy's good. I really enjoy watching him play, and he's good. So I know him and Bo, you know, got a little connection. That's kind of his number one target that he's going to throw the ball to. I think Bo just need to take his chance to when he throw him to that guy, because if not, he can, you know, he can do what Joe Horn did the previous week in South Carolina. And I think some of those jump balls and throw up balls, some corners that work on, and a lot of those good corners that don't work on. But I think it's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a real good matchup. I'm really enjoying it. That's what I'm going to be watching. If I don't watch nothing else, I'm going to watch that matchup between those two guys.
Yeah, interesting matchup for a former corner, right?
Right. Right. Going against a guy that you know the quarterback is going to throw the ball to. I'm sure he's going to be looking at every step that Seth makes and going to follow him all around the field. So, but he's going to be up for it, too. You're going against one of the top corners in the league, and he should be up for the challenge. So it's going to be a good matchup.
And I would expect hopefully a little more out of Eli and Flash this weekend. Maybe they can get Flash vertically down the field and hit some big plays against the Tigers. That would be nice.
And I always say this. When you got a guy, I mean, I don't know. I think he's probably the fastest in the NCAA. Corners do not want to guard him. So I don't understand why he's not getting the ball a lot more. You know, you can't cover that guy. When he's running, he's a threat to go past you every time he gets off the line. So corners, because they do a lot of sweeps with him, they do a lot of the stack sets and throw the screen plays, that's an advantage to the corner. I don't got to deal with this guy downfield. Okay, you can go behind the line and get reverses and all that, things like that. So I think they need to get him more involved in the offense, a lot more involved in the offense, because that speed is a scary speed that nobody wants to guard. So, I mean, I'm hoping that he get more touches, and it'll open up things more for Seth. You know, you don't have to force ball to him. And it'll definitely open up the run, because you can't stack the box.
Yes, exactly. And even if they don't throw him the football, just running him vertically down the field is going to take at least one defensive back and maybe two out of the play, right?
It should be two. You have to have a safety over that guy. And if they want to double self, which I don't know if they would with the corner they got, but if they do, Flash should be one-on-one. It's just too many. It's a scary feeling. I can tell you that from a corner, former corner with a guy that fast. That's like going against Tyreek Hill. You never see nobody playing Kansas City and they leave him single coverage. Because if they do, he's blowing past you. He's going to get a lot of yards just off the catch alone. So, I mean, I hope they see that and make some changes for there, because that guy can really be used.
Yep. Carlos, can you hang with us through the break for a few more minutes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good deal. We are up on a break here. Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. We'll be back with Carlos Rogers. Your phone calls, 343-0106. FM Talk 106.5. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And we welcome you back in to Tiger Talk Overtime. We are here at the Hope Farm. Beautiful night, brisk temperatures. It almost feels like football weather out here. And the weekly tasting menu has just been released for October 29th through November 1st. Come on out and get some of that. It is fantastic. Cured Wahoo, one of the items on the menu. Cold fried chicken with hot sauce, grilled duck breast, and lots of dessert as well. Everything is good. We're also enjoying a hot cup of coffee out here with the temperatures tonight. And talking football, as a big game for the Auburn Tigers coming up this weekend, Auburn and LSU at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon at Jordan-Hare Stadium. It should be a very exciting ball game. Chatting with Carlos Rogers, the former All-American for the Auburn Tigers. You can join us on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line tonight. 343-0106 is our phone number if you'd like to jump in with a call or question for Carlos. And, Carlos, let's jump back to the early 2000s and 2003, 4, 5, and those LSU games. Anything stick out in your mind, or what do you remember about playing LSU during your football career?
It was probably more of those crazy fans, especially when we went to their place. Those fans are rowdy, they crazy, throw beer at the bus, throw bottles at the bus, at the players. I remember that a lot, especially. And we could never beat them at their place. I went 2-2 against them, and the two games I won was at home, and the two losses was at their place. So it's a rowdy crowd. But those games were great games. When I look back at those teams and those players, a lot of guys from their in and out end has went on to play professionally. So they recruited good and we recruited good.
Yes, and listening to Coach Orgeron talk this week, so many similarities or relationships between LSU and Auburn. A lot of people don't think about that, but he talked about Papo that they recruited and Tank Bigsby, like you referred to a little bit ago, how they recruited Tank and he got to know his family. So there's a lot of those relationships, not only the Alabama-Auburn relationship or the our game or the Auburn-Georgia game, but also that Auburn-LSU game. There is that factor in this game as well.
Right, and that's good. Yeah, they recruit guys just like the guys that we got. Seemed like the coach was doing good. They done won a national championship last year. They lost a lot of guys, but you see the talent that they got over there. A lot of young guys. But he's, in a couple of years, LSU going to be back up to the top where they was before.
Yes. Different coaching staff. Joe Brady, of course, gone after the national championship. year, and he is now the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers in the NFL and being considered for some head coaching jobs, as I understand it. Not too far away from you, Carlos. He may be in your neck of the woods before long.
They searching for somebody. That would be a quick and a fast transition. That'd be yes. real good for him if he can get a job like that this fast.
Yeah.
We need somebody.
He's a young guy, only 31 years of age, but a very bright,
I know,
young offensive mind.
About it, that's what a lot of coaches, a lot of owners are going to some of these young guys. It's probably what four guys. That's probably in their 30s, three or four guys in their 30s, some guys in the early 40s. So NFL is knowing what the college is doing and how these guys are transitioning from college to the NFL. So they want to get a lot of these college coaches in the NFL and run their systems, and you see the changes that it's making.
Yes, and listening to Coach Orgeron this week also, he talked about the difference in these young players playing in college also, like his quarterback that played last week, T.J. Finley, because Miles Brennan has been out with an injury. But he talked about T.J. playing in the spread offense in high school and how now they come into college and they play in the spread right away also. So that's why these young guys are playing as freshmen, and they're, quite frankly, they're expected to play as freshmen.
Right. And they're doing good as freshmen, because of that, like that, the systems and the game just has the game has changed. You know, when I was growing up, it was you're gonna line up in backfield and you're gonna run the ball first.
Yeah,
and you're gonna pound the ball and then you're gonna throw it. Now it's kind of like this run and shoot, spreading you out, throwing the ball, more excitement for fans because they're scoring a lot of more points. The quarterback's getting a lot of these yards. But then you still had a running quarterback that can't scramble and run the zone reads and things like that. They still exciting too because they can throw and also have that threat of running. Your Lamar Jacksons and your Murray, you see what he's doing right now in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So it's changing a lot.
Well, give me a take on the game Saturday, Carlos, as we wrap up here. Auburn and LSU, a big one in the SEC West. What are the factors that you see that will make the difference Saturday, and what's your gut feeling?
I think defensive-wise, we're going to have to put some pressure on the quarterback. I think with all these quarterbacks, I don't think it's just no outstanding quarterback that's in the SEC, but what a lot of these teams do are getting their quarterbacks in third and short, and they're moving the ball. So I think we're going to have to put a lot of pressure on him. And offensively, that's I've been saying this since probably before the Georgia game. We've got to feed the ball to Tank and put our quarterback in those situations where he can get thirds and short and make it easier on him. Well, he don't have to roll out the pocket and force some of these balls. And I think we should put him on the run more when we do pass with him. He's an athletic quarterback. He can get outside the pocket. He can throw the ball, but it seems like a lot of times when he don't have his first read open, he runs out the pocket and kind of throws some things up and has some bad, turnovers. But I think it all starts with Tank. If we can move the ball with Tank, it'll make the offense move much easier.
Yep, wholeheartedly agree. I'd love to see Tank, like last week, he broke the kickoff. I'd love to see him get 200 yards this week and break a big touchdown run. Carlos, thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it, as always, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
All right, thanks for having me. No problem.
All right, Carlos Rogers, former All-American for the Auburn Tigers, joining us here on Tiger Talk Overtime. And we continue to take your calls, 343-0106, if you'd like to chat about the Auburn and LSU game coming up this weekend. Joining us right now, also on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Line, an old friend and a guy who has joined us many times here on the show, former Auburn Tiger coach and player, Brent Bedsel is with us in Spanish Fort. And, Brent, great to have you on the show tonight.
Hey, thank you, Doug. Good to be there, man. Hope y'all are doing well. It's kind of cool out here tonight.
Yeah, a little brisk. You were out at football practice, I think, so temperature's dropping quite a bit. Should be good football weather on Saturday.
It's going to be a great day on Saturday, and hopefully Auburn can make it even better.
And Friday night, you've also got a big one coming up, Daphne and Spanish Fort, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night we'll play Daphne at Spanish Ford. It'll be a big football game. Got some good college football players on the field. Trent Battles, the quarterback at Daphne, is going to TCU. And then we have a cornerback, Micah Gaffney, who's going to Virginia. And a couple other guys that are going to get some offers and look from some smaller colleges. But should be a good night for football.
Yeah, should be fun. Hey, Brent, I wanted to ask you from an offensive perspective, and we mentioned it earlier in the show with Carlos, but Council going out, Brandon Council going out for the Tigers, the Auburn Tigers, last week with an injury, and they were starting maybe to get some continuity in that offensive line. How much of a factor or a detriment will that be to Auburn this week as they try to get that running game going with Tank Bigsby and company?
You know, it's funny you brought that up because that's exactly what I thought whenever Brandon went out last week. I thought, man, they're actually looking like they're trying to gel a little bit. And offensive line is so important for communication purposes. And you got to gel and understand and talk almost in silence to each other. And that's like what they were trying to do. And I think Brandon being hurt and the fact that Brandon can play all five positions across the offensive line too, That's another negative to him getting hurt as well, because, you know, you could use him in a lot of spots if something happened down the road and you need him later in the season.
Yeah, so they're going to have to shuffle some people around on the offensive line, obviously, and find what works this weekend. And as we were talking with Carlos, also Tank Bigsby, I think that is a key this weekend. He's shown what he can do, and he's going to have to kind of break loose and do his thing this weekend if Auburn's going to have a chance.
Yeah, that's going to be the key to any football game. Can you establish the run, especially the game with LSU? I mean, those games are always close. You know, it's going to be one of them 3 to 7 point games probably, and the difference is going to be who can establish the run. And by doing that, Tank Bigsby's got to be the guy for Auburn right now and the offensive line has a big part of that as well too.
Yeah. What was your impression of the ball game last week, the Ole Miss game? The Tigers came from behind to win that one in the last couple minutes and got the victory.
Well, I like the fact they had a never quit attitude. I mean, that's what we do. That's what Auburn men and women do. We don't quit. That's the one thing I can pride on. We may lose a game, but we're not going to quit. And they didn't quit last week, and I think that's what showed up. And it finally paid off for us to then they can say, you know, oh, well, you had the call and all that. That one call did not determine the outcome of the game. It may have been a big point of the game, but that did not determine the outcome. There's about 4 or 5 plays throughout a game that's going to determine the game, and that one call didn't. But I thought they fought hard, yep. And I thought they didn't quit, and I thought it paid off for them well.
Yep. Brent, hang with us for the break if you can, and yep. We'll be back on Tiger Talk Overtime in just a minute. Call us 343-0106 with your questions and comments about the LSU game, and we'll continue in just a minute.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Hope Farm in Fairhope. Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. We're keeping an eye on the South Alabama Jags as they're playing on Thursday as well against Georgia Southern, nearing the half here, about 2 minutes to go, and they're all knotted at 10 apiece. Come on out and enjoy the game. Enjoy a cocktail with us or a flatbread, whatever you might enjoy here at the Hope Farm in Fairhope, Alabama, just off Nichols Avenue. If you're heading south, take a left on Nichols, and we're right here on your left. The fireplaces are going. Live music is still going. A great atmosphere here at the Hope Farm. Talking Auburn Tigers football as we get ready for the big ball game Saturday at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn and LSU, always one of the great games of the season. And, of course, this year, no different. Chatting with Brent Betzel, former Auburn player and coach. And, Brent, I guess former Auburn Tiger, but once a Tiger, always a Tiger. And this is an awfully big game Saturday.
It really is. I remember some great games between LSU. I was there the night of the earthquake game. Remember that? The Tommy Hodgson throws it in the back of the end zone.
Absolutely.
I was standing there on the sideline.
I was going to
watching that game up close and personal. And you know what's funny about that is Ron Stallworth was about a fingernail's length away from tackling Hodson and hitting him for a loss when he let the ball go, and we'd have won that game. But we lost 13-7, I believe, that night. But that was one of the great games in that series.
Yeah, and that was in the, mid-late 80s, and Auburn possibly could have won a national championship if they pulled that game out, right?
Yeah, I believe it was 87. I believe it was 87.
Right.
Because this is an even year, and they're playing at home. So, yeah, it would have been about 87. Yeah.
Yeah. Brent, I also want to get your perspective on the LSU quarterback situation heading into Saturday's game. Listen to Coach Orgeron a little bit this week. And, of course, Miles Brennan is their starter. He's had a little bit of an injury. And their young guy, the freshman T.J. Finley, came in last week and had a pretty spectacular game against South Carolina. It sounds to me like he's going to play Saturday if I listen to Coach Orgeron, and they have an off week coming up after Auburn, as Auburn does. Your thoughts on preparing for two quarterbacks and what Auburn will face defensively Saturday afternoon?
Well, the two quarterback system, if they're similar in their styles, in other words, one being a drop back and the other one being a drop back, that's not hard. Or one being a combo guy, combo quarterback that can run and throw equally. You got to the problem is when you have a guy that's a drop back quarterback versus a guy that's a running quarterback. And so I don't know much about their guy that's in the second quarterback, but I know Miles. He runs just enough to be dangerous, but not enough to hurt you. But this I don't know what the other cat does. But if he's a running quarterback, a true running quarterback, that can be very, very difficult on a defense to get ready for two guys in 1 week.
Yeah, TJ is a big guy, I think 6'6", I think Orgeron said, and has a rocket arm. So we may see some of him Saturday. Give us your feeling, Brent. What will make the difference this weekend, and what's your gut feeling on the ball game?
Well, I like we're playing at home. I mean, that's always good for us in this series. I think the home team in this series has the advantage. At least that's been the case every time that I've been there at Auburn on the sideline or as a player or coach. But the thing that I see has got to happen is we got to establish a run with Tank Bigsby, as you said earlier, and then that Bo has got to be able to stand in the pocket and not – allow the pocket, when it does break down, step up in the pocket instead of bailing out all the time. That's his biggest fault right now, and he's got to get better at that, and he will. But he's just, those are the two things. Then defensively, getting KJ Britt back, I'm assuming we don't have anybody else hurt on defense. I hadn't seen a report this week, but getting him back, you know, is gonna help a lot. I know last week he played and he makes a big difference. And getting Big Cat back, all those guys make a big difference. And if we can establish the run on offense and stop the run on defense and give them turn the ball over once or twice, it'll be a good day for Auburn.
Yeah. Well, Brent, I always appreciate your perspective. It is a great one. And thanks for being with us on Tiger Talk Overtime. Hope you enjoy the ball game Saturday, and good luck tomorrow night in Spanish Fort.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Enjoy being with y'all. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Brent Betzel, Spanish Fort offensive coordinator, and also a former Auburn Tiger coach and player. We mentioned briefly before about Coach Orgeron, his press conference this week. He talked about the similarities in the common players that Auburn and LSU recruit and some of the guys on Auburn's team that he knows. Let's listen in now to Coach Orgeron as he talked about the Auburn Tigers earlier this week.
Auburn is a very good football team. As we know, Auburn and LSU is always a great matchup. Sometimes come down to the last play. Sometimes it'll come down to special teams play, whatever it is. I have a lot of respect for Gus Malzahn and his offense. The things that he does can give us problems. It's already given us problems this year. And I know that we're going to have our best game on defense this year to be successful at Auburn. The offense is led by Bo Nix. He's a runner. He's a dual-threat quarterback. Tank Bigsby is a strong, powerful runner, number 4. I love Tank. We recruited him. I love his mom and dad. Great people. I'm glad to see he's having success. He's a tremendous young man. Seth Williams is big and tall, number 18, and Anthony Schwartz is a world-class 100-meter guy. Auburn always has speed. On defense, a lot of respect for Coach Steele. Coach Steele and I work together over here. He's an excellent coach. He had an excellent game plan against us last year. In fact, Auburn played the best defense that we saw all last year. Four-man front, 4-3. Owen Popo, who we recruited here, is an outstanding linebacker. Jacoby McLean, outstanding linebacker, strong up front, press coverage. It's going to be a challenge.
And the thoughts of Coach Ed Orgeron of LSU traveling to Auburn Saturday in Jordan-Hare Stadium to take on the Tigers. Randy, it's always good to hear from Coach Orgeron.
Well, there ain't no problem, no question about that. I like Tink. I like you, Doug.
Randy Bergen with us. Always does a great imitation of Coach O. And going to be an exciting ball game this weekend, Randy. It's great always to be here at the Hope Farm in Fairhope.
Well, it really is. And you're right. Auburn and LSU, always a great matchup. And I had the opportunity to go to Baton Rouge. I know you have, and watch one of those ball games with the Tigers. And, boy, I tell you what, over there is big. But when you get into Auburn, it's pretty big as well. Here at the Hope Farm, the food has been fantastic. The music's been great. And a great show for you tonight, Doug. A little chilly out, though.
A little football weather. Should be great tomorrow night and this weekend on the college scene. And Carlos Rogers was right. LSU is a different place, a special place, and they have some characters over there. Lucky that Auburn doesn't have to go on the road.
That's exactly right. No question about it.
Hey, you've got your golf show coming up Sunday as well.
You're going to be with me. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on FM Talk 106.5 beginning at 11 a.m. on Sunday. We've got a lot of golf to talk about, as we always do. We'll talk golf first. But you know, Doug, with you there, we're going to talk some football as well. So why don't y'all tune in 11-1 this Sunday, Southern Fairways Golf Show.
We'll have a great time, talk some college football and golf as well. Thanks for joining us on Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. Appreciate all our sponsors. Appreciate you joining us. And we'll be back next week to recap LSU and Auburn. Enjoy the ball game, everybody. War Eagle, until next week.